I'm going to introduce you to...
My name's Matthew.
And Matthew, you're at the Lizzian Events Wellbeing Show. You've been here for a couple of hours, had a wander around, and I believe that you had a aura photograph.
Yes, I've been here for quite a while. Enjoyed the show, lots to look at, and I particularly enjoyed the aura picture. I think it was absolutely amazing, and the talent that went with it afterwards as well added a lot of clarity to my situation at the minute.
So, for the person who's listening to this, is it a difficult process, the aura photography? Is it pretty straightforward?
No, it's very straightforward. It's very simple, very quick. A couple of options was just the picture and a brief summary, or a tarot that goes with it. I decided to go for the tarot, and he tuned into me in my exact situation straight away.
Were you sceptical before you had the reading or not?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been to a few different places and seen it a couple of times, and always walked past it thinking, no, it's just an expensive picture. But I really enjoyed it, you know, and it picks out exactly what's happening.
So there will be a photograph of the aura photo on this short article, and we'll have a quick... I'll look at it now so that we can see what we're looking at. So we've got a picture... and there's a picture of Matt, and he's got a image of himself, and around the image there's a very, very strong and intense red, almost orange, and then the aura spreads out to a further orange. Could you explain what that meant, Matthew?
Yeah, definitely. The picture, what I thought would be, with it being so red and so orange and gold, as he put it, I perceived as being quite aggressive, but it's totally not like that. The card that you get with it explains the different colours. To the left side is my past, what I'm thinking about and where I've been, and then to my right is where I'm going, which is nice to see. It's a lot brighter. And the bottom being so red is the pain that I've felt of late. And it is all quite true. The reading that went with it really helps explain the picture to the card. So yeah, looking forward to the future, and also, like I say, added a bit of clarity to my current situation.
Now, because a lot of people will listen to this, and a reading is a very personal thing, Matthew, I won't go into the actual, the real depth of the reading, but you did feel that there was a definite connection between Kevin Doe, who did the photograph, the imagery that he provided, and what he told you during this reading?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah, without a doubt. Otherwise, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. I just think, yep, right, that's fine, nothing to it. But no, without the backup to what was said in the reading, I'm quite happy and quite willing to say that it's not a waste of time and it's well worth doing.
Very good. So I'll give you your picture back.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate you just having these few minutes just talking about the aura photograph. And the question is, would you recommend it to anybody who was talking about it?
Oh, definitely. I think it's well worth it. You know, there's people there. I mean, I'm not your typical crystal goer, soul seeker, or however you want to do it. I'm just a guy sat here with a baseball cap walking around, seeing different things. And never judge a book by its cover. And there might be people on your friends list on Facebook that I'm going to be posting it to, just like me, you would never think is that kind of person. And then all of a sudden, you're here and you're having the time of your life. It's brilliant, yeah.
And the show, Matthew, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, to be fair, I thought, yeah, in and out, 10 minutes. And here I am, like 2.5 hours later. the atmosphere is really good. And I've got a lot out of the day, yeah.
Good. Thank you very much indeed, Matthew.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.